All right, service.
Service. Our waitress was nice. I felt like our waitress knew I didn't belong there.
Come on, you're being self-conscious.
I felt like she was like, he doesn't believe in the gratitude spirituality. But she was nice, and she got over that prejudice, and I would give her a tip, and we did.
Oh, we did give her a tip.
So yeah, I would say the service was good. Was it timely?
I thought the food was a little slow.
Yeah.
But I don't think that was her fault.
Right.
But yeah. I mean, you could include that in the service though.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would say that a little slow, but overall a pretty good service. And they didn't hammer you over the head with the gratitude thing I had sort of heard about.
Exactly. I mean, I've been there twice now, and both times for lunch. And I don't know, maybe at dinner time it's different. But mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't really feel any pressure or any weirdness at all, yeah. Actually.
Yeah. So I would give the service a good grade.
Any like number you want to give it to?
A minus out of 10.
A minus out of 10.
Still some room for improvement.
Okay.
And that speed thing.
I would give it an 8 only because of well, I'm going to go with 7. I'm going to go with 7 only because of the speed thing. And also I felt like I asked for something slightly different, and she was very short about it. She was like, no, you can't have that. Like, there were two Mexican dishes that I was between, and the one Mexican dish I had, the one Mexican dish was raw, and the other one was vegan. And I wanted to try the mole sauce from the vegan one, or from the raw one, on the one that I got, because I think mole is kind of good.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, could you guys put the mole sauce in there? She's like, no.
You don't think she was sort of at all apologetic about the kitchen's weird policies?
She was not.
She wasn't, okay.
Did you think she was?
I don't know. I wasn't looking at her at the moment, but I got, like, sort of the impression was sort of she was like, no, sorry.
Oh, really? I didn't get that. I thought she was just like, no, you can't do that.
Oh.
And, like, I mean, yeah, like, I think if
you're in which case, I would downgrade my grading.
If she had said, like, oh, you know, sorry, like, we don't really do that, or, like, we have, a very process-oriented kitchen, and it's, like, it makes it difficult or whatever, then, yeah, fine. But I felt like she didn't quite do that, and so that wasn't very nice, I thought. But, I mean, on the other hand, she's like, when she left us, she's like, would you like to hear our gratitude question of the day or something like that? It wasn't very pressury, and then we're like, yeah, sure. And then she's like, who are you thankful for today?
And then she's like, who can you acknowledge
today? Who can you acknowledge today? And then we talked about it for a minute. It was all right.
Well, it was like, you can acknowledge everybody.
Whatever.
Okay.
All right.
Also, though, on the lines of that that issue of, like, changing the menu and that sort of thing, like, that digs into my same issue. Maybe I'll bring this back around when we do overall.
Okay. Right? Okay.
But remind me of it.
Ambiance.
It was nice. It was a good restaurant.
Good and nice. All right.
Yeah. Amazing. You know, it was fine. Like, comparable to any other nice cafe or brunch place.
All right. So, like, the 4 stars out of good.
Yeah, we'll give it. If we're going on that 10-point scale, I'd put it in the 8 to 9 range.
8 to 9. I'll give you an 8.5.
That's what happens when you average those.
Well, weighted average, I'll give it 8.75. I'll give it also a. I'll give it an 8. Only because I think there's, like, the shared seating. Like, they have these really big tables. Yeah. And, I mean, if I was a more friendly person, I might like that. But I'm not. Luckily, we got 2 seats at the bar.
Yeah.
And we were able to just kind of sit by ourselves. But if we hadn't done that, then we would have had to sit with, like, 4 of the people or whatever. Which, you know, community seating, some restaurants have that. Even fancy restaurants. Right. And some people like that. Not a big fan. But.
That's true. But I didn't take that into account in mind because we did have our own space.
Right.
So, yeah, if we had sat at one of those, my rating would have been lower, probably.
Also, they sang Happy Birthday. Somebody using the song by the Beatles, which was kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
So, that was nice.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, we could just add this new menu, the new menu topic. Menu? Do you have a rating for the menu?
Bad.
You would call it not awesome.
Definitely, like, whatever the opposite of awesome is.
Not worthy of awe.
Yeah.
Passable.
I don't know. I mean, Coming back to one of my earlier points, I don't want my menu to be about me. I don't want to feel awkward ordering food, you know? I just want the names of the dishes to tell me what's in them.
Okay.
So, yeah. I'm going to give the menu, like, for variety, it gets, like, a point or two.
Wow, that's it?
And but I'm thinking about, like, comparing it to the menus that I have seen in the world.
In the world?
Yeah. It is on the lower rungs. It is, okay, it is produced well. It's on, like, a nice piece of paper. You don't look up at a greasy screen. It's legible. So maybe it is definitely below a 5. I'm going to give it, like, a 3.5. Yeah.
That's rough.
3.75.
I'll talk you up to a 3.8.
Sure.
All right.
you get that 0.5. Or 0.05. Free.
I will give it a... I'll give it a 7. Because I thought it had a nice wide variety of things. Mm-hmm. I think it had, like, it had beer. It had those, like, cool shakes on it.
Mm-hmm.
It had, like, a big vegan section, a big, like, raw section. I think all the food was, like, really interesting. And, like, mm-hmm. I was kind of torn as to what to get.
Mm-hmm.
So, the names are kind of, like, funny. Like, I mean, maybe it wasn't meant to be funny. You know, I found them funny. It was, like, kind of kooky. It was, like, part of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what I give it. So, overall, I think my scores are on the average in the 8.5 to 7 range.
So that would be a 7.75?
Something like that.
All right.
And you are sort of like, you have an 8 for the food and A- for the service.
Let's change my A- to maybe an 8.5. I think that's an A-.
8.5.
Yeah.
And then ambiance is 8.5.
All right.
And menu, you have a 3.8 for menu. 8,
yeah. Ooh, rough one. And there I should distinguish. I'm not talking about, like, I gave them a few points for variety of food, but I put my thoughts about the food more in the food section.
Right.
I'm talking about the actual presentation.
So overall, what was your lasting impression? I mean, would to those people who you said that it was terrible, how would you counter that?
I didn't say it was terrible. I would say that what I heard.
No, I'm saying to those people who said it was terrible.
Oh, okay.
How would you say, hey, you know what? I went there now, and
I would say, yeah, it was fine.
It was fine.
Yeah. I don't think I would ever go there again on my own, but if you were like, hey, I really like Cafe Rigatitude, let's go there, I'd be like, hey, sounds good.
I would give it a good.
Alright.
I liked it. I wouldn't mind checking out the other things on the menu, and just like, I think it's like, you know, it's a degree of difficulty.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if you go to a Salvadorian restaurant and say, I don't like Salvadorian food, well then, I'm sorry, right? But if you go there and they have a wide variety of Salvadorian food, and you get to try different things, like have different tastes and stuff like that. It's pretty cool, you know. It's like it's a different sort of experience.
Here's the thing though, factoring into my overall rating, is your issue of asking to substitute one item from a menu item to another. I feel like their inability to do that, or just like absolute reluctance to do that, was it goes against the overall.
It does.
Gratitude, openness, thankfulness, spirituality, like peace and acceptance thing. It's like, can you accept the fact that I want the mole from this dish on my taco?
Right.
And they're like, no, we can't accept that. I'm sorry. Like, there was no even I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't get one. I mean, yeah. I didn't feel that there was.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's a couple ways of saying it with like tone and like, you know, expression and stuff like that. But
so well, that also is factoring into my overall rating there, where it's like, okay, you got to know what you're getting into. You could easily be disappointed if you don't know what you're getting into there.
Yeah. Yeah. And yes, you definitely, if you did not know it was a vegan vegetarian restaurant, you would be in trouble. And even you really wanted meat.
Even if you did know it was a vegan restaurant, I think they are so heavy on their kind of their philosophy that could be off-putting.
Yeah, sure.
And
yeah.
I mean, I was okay with it, and I actually found their little, like, cards that you can read the questions on the back, and they're, like, kind of, like, they have, like, Zen koan things and, you know, talking about how to be a generous spirit and that sort of thing. Like, one could be, you'd be a generous spirit by putting the mole from this dish on my taco. But
yeah.
But I found those, you know, entertaining and interesting and that sort of thing. So, but I also think that, like, yeah, the menu bugged me.
That's who we're gonna walk away with, that, huh?
That's pretty much like the strongest impression. More strong than my appreciation of the food and any other thing. Like, the menu, I was just like, ugh. Like I don't wanna order something that's called I Am Spectacular.
All right, and there you have it. The menu bugged me.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll name the episode that's All right. Well, it was a good segment there, the food review segment.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, as a segue to this topic about our food review of Cafe Gratitude, how sometimes when you have a movement or like a cause, you know, you're trying to, I mean, obviously Cafe Gratitude is trying to do something, right? They're very intentional about what they're doing, and they have like a sort of a philosophy, and they're trying to, I don't know, promote something into the world. And it's like, I was thinking about the Occupy Wall Street movement and how, you know, it's all about whatever it's about something, I guess, right? Mm. And it's interesting how, like, you're trying to attract all these people and bring in as many people you can into the fold. But when you do that, it happens so many times. You see it over and over again. These fringes start taking over sometimes and, like, start pushing it one way or the other. And just recently, this Occupy Oakland fiasco. Not fiasco, but this Occupy Oakland movement got a little violent, which is not really the purpose of Occupy Wall Street.
Right.
Nobody really knows what the purpose of Occupy Wall Street is. Maybe some people do. I'm just being a little facetious. But the shutting down a port and, like, smashing windows and, like, writing graffiti on store windows and all that stuff is probably not what they're going for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting how, like, you know, you have to be really on point and really focused with your thing, which, like, sucks because you kind of want to be, like, inclusive and you want all these ideas from different people. Hey, you know, I'm really into this, but what's your take on it? And we can, like, solve all these problems together. It's all part of the same thing. But then you get somebody in there who, like, wants to smash some windows or cause some havoc.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, you know, that's not part of our message. You're going to have to leave. And it's like, that's not what you want.
Yeah.
And it's funny how there's always this sort of, you know, it's a lose-lose situation, I feel like. You always bring in some element. You're trying to attract people, then you end up, oh, screw it.
Got the wrong guy. It's hard, man. Like, you know what? I'm not really a joiner. Like, I don't hop on causes, and I don't, I don't get on a bandwagon, even if I agree with the cause. Because the cause is a single thing, or the idea is a single thing, but that person spouting it might fail.
Yeah, and that's sort of a catch-22, or I don't know what you would call it, but I mean, you can't have one without the other, really, right? I mean, you can't just have movement. So what do? I mean, these people, you want to include these people, and you want to, like, push forward the thing, but then you have to be rigid about your certain rules. Like, no, I can't give you any mole sauce. Like, this is what we're doing. I can't do it, right? The kitchen gets crazy if we try and do substitutions. We just can't handle this. Look, I know you want to, like, cause havoc and riots and, like, have people attracted to the cause, but we can't think of smashing windows. We just need to sit here and be peaceful. You know, it's...
Well, I guess it depends on what your end goal is. In the case of the Occupy Wall Street, it's like, well, our end goal is actually not served by us, you know, breaking things or, you know, causing violence or anything like that. And with the Cafe Gratitude, it's like, well, our end goal is to make money.
Well, is it to make money, or is it to, like, kind of, like, promote this diet and promote happiness and friendliness?
Well, are they for profit?
Let's just say they're not.
Okay. All right. Then I would be confused, though, as to whether it's their philosophy or their food that they're promoting.
Well, okay, so would it make a difference if they were a for-profit or non-profit?
I think so, because then if you're a for-profit, your goal is to stay in business and, you know,
but be successful. But the same is true of a non-profit. A non-profit has to at least break even.
Right, well, no, I mean, a non-profit, actually, the more money a non-profit spends, the better they're doing.
But they also, I mean, that's the same thing as making money, though, right? They can only spend money which they make.
Nonprofits go out of business. You're not getting money from the people you're serving in that one. Like, in a nonprofit, you're getting money from a donor, and you're serving
I just think that's necessarily true, though, right? That's not necessarily true. Like, I mean, I think you could have nonprofits that are, like, membership-driven.
That's right? True. Yeah, all right.
I mean, you're kind of like, it could be a gray area, but yeah. I mean, membership-driven nonprofits get grants and also membership dues from those people, right? But they're serving a larger cause, and if those people happen to be receiving services as a result of it, then I think that's a happy, you know, coincidence.
Yeah. I forgot what my point was.
Well, I guess, I was trying to ask you, does it make a difference whether a company is nonprofit or not, whether you can believe in their message?
Oh.
Like, if Cafe Gratitude is for profit, it's a normal business. Does that sort of like dilute their message in your mind?
No, but it does not dilute the message on their little card, but it might dilute my opinion of their, you know, sort of wholehearted belief in that message.
I mean, if they were espousing beliefs such as, like, you know, socialism or like communism or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm speaking communism. Government.
Stalin.
Yeah, not like government controls the means of production, but like, hey, we're a commune, we're a co-opism kind of stuff, right?
Right, yeah.
So if they were a prophet and they were kind of pushing that stuff, then it'd be like, hey, you know what, that doesn't make sense because you have a person who owns this business that's making money off. But that's not what they're pushing. They're pushing, you know, there's food, you know, and sort of like openness to like different kinds of food and like, I guess, different philosophies in terms of like happiness and grounding and things like that.
I don't know. I guess, you know what it comes down to with this particular point of the mole sauce?
Right.
It comes down to, is not moving the mole sauce from this one dish to the other dish something that is against their...
Gesundheit.
We can edit that out. Is it something that is against their philosophy that they're espousing?
No, but I mean, at the same time, it's one of those things where sometimes you have to have a protocol and a process for efficiency and that message to get taken
out. But that's different, though, than the Occupy Wall Street thing where it's like, okay, the violence is actually against the message.
Well...
It is counteracting the message.
It's not anti-message, right? The message is not like we're against smashing windows and we smash windows. The message is the 1% are ruling the country and smashing windows is sort of like orthogonal. It's like not, it's nothing compared to that, right?
Right, but okay, so maybe not even the message, but if there is a goal Occupy Wall Street.
And that's what I'm getting at. Like, imagine for some reason that like in order for Cafe Gratitude to operate, they have a very like, they're trying to be really efficient. They've got this process down.
Yeah.
And if you change something, if there's a substitution, it somehow dilutes or makes it less efficient.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You know, and like maybe their cooks just can't handle it. You know, they employ cooks who just, you know, they just, all they want to do is be zen and not like make substitutions. They wish they could do it, but they can't.
But when I am hungry, I eat. When I am tired, I sleep. That's very zen. When I want mole sauce on my taco, I put mole sauce on my taco.
I mean, I'm just trying to point out that, like, what am I trying to point out?
Yeah, I don't know.
God. Boo! I'm just trying to point out that sometimes it's difficult for movements, and we're assuming that Cafe Gratitude is a movement.
Yeah, that's a big assumption.
Right? But I feel like they're so into their thing that it must be, right? It's like they're trying to promote like this well-being, this sense of like happiness, a sense like, for example, Rainbow Grocery is a co-op.
Yeah.
Would you say that's a movement?
I don't know. I don't know. I think a movement implies, I mean, this is just semantics now, but I'd say that a movement implies something more like we are actively trying to change something, you know, that is right now not under our control. Whereas like if we have a business or whatever, it's like I can run my business however I want to run it.
Right, but I think like there's this idea that if you run something in a certain way, those ideas will spread.
That's possible.
People will see, hey, this is possible. Like this food is good.
Yeah.
And so like the people who work there are happy. And
do you think that Rainbow Grocery wants to take over the grocery market?
No, but take over is a different word. They want to spread the idea, to spread the notions of like
quality food. Do you think that they want all other grocery stores to be like Rainbow Grocery then?
I think if more stories were co-ops, they'd be happy.
Yeah.
If there was another co-op in San Francisco that didn't necessarily compete or take them over or make them go out of business, they'd be happy.
Do you think Cafe Gratitude wants all other restaurants to be like them?
I don't think they would mind if other restaurants started having more healthy food or, you know, started promoting wellness among their patrons and their staff.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
You buy that?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Well, I mean, that's it.
7.5. That's what today's podcast gets. How would you grade today's podcast?
I would give it a 7.5.
7.5? I'd give it better. I would say that we started out really strong.
Okay. So my topic was a little loose.
No. I mean, it just, we like, much like Occupy Wall Street, I don't know if we really came to a topic there.
All right. But maybe we should keep this one short. Last one's a little long.
Okay.
Keep it concise. I think the review went well.
Yeah. Next week we should review Occupy Wall Street or something like that.
Maybe we can go down to Justin Herman and check it out.
Yeah.
If they're still around.
Yeah.
If they're not in jail.
Hey, they've been around for longer than I think most people expected.
Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe on Sunday.
All right. Cool.
Well, with that, we will bid you adieu.
This has been the Irregular Search for Truth. I'm Scott.
And I'm Sachin.
Take it easy.